Hey guys, welcome to the Everything Football Podcast, and this is Angad. And as promised, I'm coming with my second episode, the weekly episode. And let's dive right into it. Today I'm going to discuss the Champions League final and the comments from Bale and Ronaldo and the possibility of Bale moving to Manchester United. So let's get right into it. The UCL final was great to watch, especially as a United fan. You saw Liverpool lose. Real Madrid were the better team throughout. They deserved it. They were more professional. They were experienced. They were great in possession of the ball. Liverpool started really, really well for the first 25-30 minutes. They were the better team. They were pressing. They were sort of forcing Real Madrid to just sort of try and keep possession in their own half without really threatening. They had some chances of their own. They should have taken advantage in the first 25-30 minutes. Salah was playing well. Mane, Firmino, their fullbacks looked sharp. It was going well. Slowly, Real Madrid were getting into the game in the sense that because of the players that they have, and especially they have a Kroos and Modric who are so, so good at keeping the ball, that under pressure situations, they realized that Liverpool on top, and they basically just tried to pass the ball in between them to sort of tire out Liverpool and tire out Liverpool's press to force them deeper. And especially the moment Salah went off, it dampened the whole Liverpool team, and you could just see them drop back 5 yards further deep, and that just really killed them. And then Real Madrid dominated ever since then. They basically had Liverpool were no longer pressing the way they used, the way they did, the way they started. They stopped winning the ball high up the pitch, you know. And Real Madrid were already starting to beat the press with their possession football, simply because of the quality of players they have. But it just got that easier. It got that much easier for them, and they could control the game. And that's how the first half ended. The second half started. Carrius, massive, massive mistake. There's no other way to put it. It's feel for the guy. Of course, he never woke up thinking that would happen. Really feel for him, really. But what a horrible mistake. Really smart of Benzema to chase him down and to sort of block that shot and be very clever about it and to get it in goal as well. And then Real Madrid produced a reaction. It's a final. They had a reaction. They got a goal from a corner. Marcelo, again, did not mark his man because, you know, once the ball went over him, he just started moving out of the box. Or tried to move out of the box, at least that's what he wanted to do, but the ball came back in, and by that time Mane had already put himself in position, of course, because he definitely gambled, right, that the ball would come back to him, the striker, so that's what he's going to do. And then the 1-1 happened, and then after that, Gareth Bale, what a goal. I mean, Real Madrid were dominating, but Liverpool was still decent in defense. I can't blame Liverpool anything for tactically what they did. They set up well, they defended well. I mean, it's not like Real Madrid opened them up, even though Madrid were the better team, and they dominated the match based on position and how they kept the ball. But Liverpool were in no massive danger themselves, at least at that point, and just a wonderful, wonderful goal from Gareth Bale. What a goal. I was just like, oh my God. It's same reaction when Ronaldo scored that, but this is a final, and just wow, just amazing. And then after 2-1, you could see Liverpool's head drops a bit, but they had to go for it, which left massive, massive space for Real Madrid to counter, and they maybe could have scored a goal through Bale or Ronaldo already. But then, you know, Real Madrid, of course, they've studied Carrius. They know that he's not the best goalkeeper and that having few pops at him would definitely help them. So that's what they did. They took a shot. I mean, they had their, you know, and Gareth Bale already in good form. It's amazing goal. He's feeling it for sure. His confidence is high. He definitely thought he's going to take like an amazing kick, and that went in. Tactically speaking, Real Madrid were 4-4-2. Liverpool were 4-3-3. Isco was there in place of Gareth Bale to dominate, or not dominate, but try to overload either the left wing, right wing, or the central part of the field, because he was left free most of the time. He had a free role in attack. In defense, he was on the left wing. But since they were 4-4-2, they didn't really have numbers in midfield to dominate, but they were just so good in possession. They did not give the ball away. Ramos, Modric, just brilliant. And especially since Salah got injured, Liverpool's head did go down and they dropped deeper and deeper, especially in the second half. They kept dropping deep and handed the initiative to Real Madrid, who were... The moment Salah went off, I was like, I don't see Liverpool winning this at all. They lost their talisman. Real Madrid defenders were a bit struggling. Not struggling, but they were much more cautious. Even Marcelo was going forward, but he was trying to track back as well. You know, you had Isco on the left-hand side, especially to help Marcelo cover as well. So you definitely could see that they were worried about Salah as well and what he could do. But the moment he went off, they all relaxed. They all went into their gear, and started dominating. And yeah, and it was 3-1, and just you got a feel for Karius. I hope he recovers from this. It just goes to show that you definitely need a world-class goalkeeper or a top-class goalkeeper to win huge, huge tournaments. Kjell Navas is really good at shot-stopping as well. Let's not, you know, discredit him. But you need top, top goalkeepers, and usually teams that win Champions League always have good goalkeepers with them because they make that one save, that one one-on-one save. They don't mess up such so massively. If you remember, even when Liverpool won in 2005, you had Dudek, who had a massive, massive game that kept them in the final as well, even after they were 3-3, even after they were level. So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. No one would be surprised if Liverpool try to get another goalkeeper next season. But I really hope Karius can bounce back. He's 24, so young. I just wish him all the best, really. And talking about afterwards, Gareth Bale, his interview that he's not happy. So basically what he said is that he's been fit. Barring the first couple of months of the season, he's been fit for Real Madrid and he's barely played, right? Even though he's gotten 20 goals, which is not so bad, I guess. But he's so, so much better, and he's playing in a league where he can score a lot more as well. So he wants to start more, and that's what he said. He said he's going to talk to his agent, that he wants to play week in, week out. And that's a huge, huge chance for a club like Manchester United to sign Gareth Bale. Couple of issues. He will cost a lot, definitely. I mean, I think we would want to play 60, 80 million, but they will ask for a lot. And he's 28 years old. He has a contract till 2022, so Real Madrid have a lot of leverage there, and they have a lot of debt, but they are no obligation to sell him. But if he wants to leave, they will demand a lot of money for him. They do want Neymar. Real Madrid definitely want Neymar. We all know that, so they will try in any way to either get him this season or next season. That will require getting funds either from selling Bale, or maybe I don't know what they're going to take, more loans from the bank. I have no idea how Paris plans to do that. But they have a massive age bill, so they will have to get rid of a few players as well. So I think Gareth Bale, Mourinho has not, Manchester United have wanted him since 2012. Mourinho has shown his love for Gareth Bale every single time. And I think if United agree a fee with Real Madrid, the chances of Bale coming to United are high. But we also know that Gareth Bale actually likes Real Madrid. He likes Spain. He wants to keep proving himself. He's winning Champions Leagues and everything. So if they have a chat, and if Real Madrid tell Gareth Bale that, hey, you know what, we're going to start you week in, week out, he might end up staying. So that's always that factor. But if he's available, I think Man United should try and get him. We are lacking a player on the right wing who can beat players one-on-one, 1v2. We don't have that. We haven't had that for a long time, and that costs us in big, big games, especially when teams are defending deep. We just don't have people who can beat their man, maybe on the left wing, but definitely not on the right wing. And I think Gareth Bale, I've been saying this for a while, he would be a huge, huge signing for Manchester United if that happened. And Ronaldo, on his comments, what he basically started talking in past tense, that I've had a huge thank you, I was so happy being a Real Madrid player, I've had a great career as being a Real Madrid player. And I will talk to my, you know, I will talk straight to the fans. I will say what will happen if I stay at this club or not. And what a time to say it, right? And he's done that on purpose. I think he's, from reports out that even his team was surprised by his comments. Didn't expect him to make it at this point, but his entourage was surprised. But it's pretty clear that, I mean, I don't think he wants to leave. I just think he wants to have more leverage because he has a long contract at Real Madrid. And Real Madrid have the ball in their court. They can keep him. He has a 1 billion, I think, euros, a pounds buyout clause. So no one's going to pay his buyout clause, that's for sure. And he's 33. Even if he comes to another club, he's going to play within the box to score goals, right? So I don't know. Maybe PSG. But once he moves to PSG, can he win Ballon d'Or anymore? I don't think so. And I know that we all know that individual awards matter so much to him. So I think he's just trying to play ball with Real Madrid, trying to put some pressure. He wants more love from the club, maybe a higher paycheck, a better paycheck, and all that stuff. He's picking a tantrum, really. He just wants to feel more important, and that's all. I don't think he's going to leave Real Madrid. I don't think they can sell him. Who do they sell him to? Who's going to buy PSG? But does he want to go to PSG? I don't know. Do Manchester United want to buy Ronaldo? I don't know. I don't think he would say no, in the sense that if he was affordable, but he's not affordable. Like, who's gonna pay him 400,000-500,000 pounds a week at an age of 33 and then try and then spend 100 million to buy him in the first place at that age? It makes no financial sense, like zero financial sense. It would be an emotional decision, and I wouldn't go for it. I don't think it would help us at all. I would rather go for Gareth Bale than Ronaldo at this point. Gareth Bale is 28, he'll turn 29, but that gives him another 3-4 really, really good years. And he's fit, and he's hungry to win more. He's never won the Premier League, you know, and that's the league he came from. So I would definitely go for Bale over Ronaldo. Ronaldo is not going to leave Real Madrid. He's just throwing a tantrum. Maybe he wants a bigger salary or just wants more love from the club, really. So let's see what happens. Every summer the story pops out. I think he just likes the attention as well. So that was my quick podcast. Quick, I mean 10 minutes. Thank you for listening, guys. Thank you for listening as always. Sorry for speaking a little bit faster, I guess. But let me know what you thought about the podcast. What sort of content you would like to hear from me. I plan to keep this going. Weekly podcast, especially covering all transfer news. And eventually the World Cup. I will be back with also tactical analysis video, just been a bit busy lately. And yeah, so especially looking forward to analyzing all the games on the World Cup for sure. And podcasts and videos and reactions. So whatever you guys want to hear from me, please just let me know. Leave in the comments below. And thank you for listening as always. Thank you so much. Thank you guys. See ya. Take care.